Maybe as we head into Rosh Hashanah, we will talk about the Indian of couple of parts of today's share. Talk about the Indian of eating and drinking on Rosh Hashanah, the halacha about fasting on Rosh Hashanah, and that will lead us to an important halacha regarding Yalav Yavai, where we forget to say Yalav Yavai, and this year that it's Shabbos and also Rosh Hashanah. So there are going to be scenarios where Halacha is going to be different than an ordinary Rosh Hashanah when it comes to the mitzvah of Achil and Shtiyah. From there, I decided this year to choose a halachic topic that we could work on, not just to go through a halacha, but something that's applicable and again to each one of us whenever we eat. That will therefore we will focus a little bit on Mayim Achrayim also. Because as the Matthew Ephraim does say that during the days of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we should even if we're not careful the whole year, he does mention the one, there's a couple of other important parts to the week, another 2 weeks ahead. But he does mention this that as you'll see it, a Maariv d'Kolashin that the Matthew Ephraim mentions. Let us begin therefore the first halacha here in Pav Kuf Tzadik Zayin and the Akdama of Rosh Hashanah. We eat, we drink, the aim is on Rosh Hashanah. We don't fast on Rosh Hashanah. We'll like the Shabbos Shuvah and not on Shabbos Shuvah. Many of one of the questions that the Olam is we will a little bit of an insight. This is an inyan to eat and drink and not to fast on Rosh Hashanah, not on Shabbos Shuvah. If someone does have a child this week, a boy, is there a Shalom Zachar next Friday night or not? Is there a concept, if you're Eichel and B'Shaisim, Yismeichem on Rosh Hashanah, so what would you do? People that are already called already because they want to know what happens. If there is a child born this week, so we'll see if we'll talk about it a little bit later on in today's year. We'll see if it's Negev too. Amnam Le'Yoichlu Kol Savam. Don't eat so much. Laman La'Yekel Roshem, because that Kalos Rosh. So Rav Shlomo Zalman actually discusses by Shalom Zacher this concept of Kalos Rosh, because what happens out of Shalom Zacher is drinking and with a little bit more lightheadedness, and the Mechaber is telling us the concern. Yiras Hashem Alpanei. So the Mechaber clearly holds you're not allowed to fast. Just want to talk out the Shalom, because I did spend a lot of time on this question this year, Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, where if the Mechaber says you have to eat and to drink. So let's say that on an ordinary yontif, or ordinary Shabbos, if you forget Ritzeh, you have to bench over again. If you forget Yalav Yavai, you would have to bench over again too. You have to eat and drink. That means you have to wash. And if you have to wash and you didn't bench properly, you would have to repeat the benching. If the halach is you're allowed to fast, so I don't have to eat. If I don't have to eat, so if I forget Yalav Yavai and benching, I would not have to go back. And this question is a question because so many times we forget, but we don't even know if we said the Yalav Yavai or not. And on Rosh Hashanah, it's different than all the other Yom Tovim. It should depend, and that's what we're gonna have to analyze over here. It should depend if you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah or not. Mechaber says, you're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to fast, it is a mitzvah to eat. You brought the Mishnah Berurah number two, brought to Loimar, after whom and I did, even though it's Yom HaDin. You come like there's a mitzvah. Look at the mitzvah. What mitzvah? This Rosh Hashanah is also a chag. Shaykh Gamboy. Shigamu Oh, so you have to have meat then. Tikum we mentioned last night. It's called a chag. It's a regular holiday, regular yontif. The Nemar. And it says in Nechemya, what you do on a holiday. You eat, you drink, you have mamtakim. If we're not allowed to fast, so let's see, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah. So, again, we're going to discuss this question because it comes up all the time. You forget the Yalav Yavai on Yom, we know the halacha. You forget the Yalav Yavai, the Ritzeh on the Shabbos, we know the halacha. The Rosh Hashanah now is become such a developed machlokes. It's so complex, this question. And Rav Moshe Shtemrach wrote a tshuva about this. And we are going to go through what I did was is go through the all our Sifrei Halacha, to try to see what the final halacha is here. So let's go to the Mishnah Berurah, not the fast. The aim is Tana Rosh Hashanah. Except the Tana Schalayim. Shigah Mishayat. You always fast for this day. This Tana is no one's gonna fast for Schalayim. If you have a bad dream, come to me and I'll tell you not to worry about it. Except there's some dreams. We'll be talking about it over the next couple of weeks. I was on the phone. I'll give you a little bit of a heads up. I did have a story with the Chavra Kadisha in Miami. And I got on the phone. I have to, as everyone knows, I don't want to say stories that I can't really validate the story. So I did. It was a story that came up. How the story is fascinating. I don't know at what point I will say the story, but I definitely will not be able to give the introduction to the story. But how I got to the story was also Mamas Yata Dishmaya. When I was on the phone with this person, his name is Label Miller, is it Sadiq? He's a Gadol, who's out of the Chevra there in Florida. And I asked him about a story that happened there. And he says, Rishit, you want to hear a story? I'm going to tell you a story. So the story that I was trying to validate is a story I was probably going to say, end up saying over. So he told me that if you want a story, I'm going to tell you a story. He went to Romania and he had to pick up a grave over there. And he says, you're not going to believe what happened. And it came about also because of a dream. Why am I telling you this? Because it was someone that had a dream. And because of the dream, it caused a whole chain of events. So, Amir Tasha, at the right time over the next 2 weeks, you'll be hearing, I have pictures, so I'm going to bring in what I'm going to do is I'm going to show the people in the pictures just to make the story as real as I can so we can learn a lesson from it. But when people tell me they have dreams, I generally say, I don't know what you watched during the day. I don't know what you saw during the day. I don't know where you were during the day. So I usually will just make it as if it doesn't happen. When a dream happens for 2 years in a row, then it's a different story. And that's going to be the story that I'm going to share with you. A dream that took place for 2 years straight. The Mishnah Berurah therefore says, except as we just said, so now we have a kasha. If for those of us, for those people that do not eat until after Shofar, so you're fasting. So the Mishnah Berurah asks a question. He says, he asked that question. I, Shabbos and Shari Yom Tovim. He doesn't answer the question. He just says you're allowed to. That you for sure could do. That's not a question at all. To be able to fast and wait to eat until after Chatzos, and you finish your Musaf, even though all the Yom Tovim are allowed to do that, definitely on Rosh Hashanah you're allowed to do that. In Yisrael, down before, Tavkuf Pei Dalet, that's Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is an inyan to eat, but it's understood that inyan to eat is only after you finish davening. Davening is going to take time. Davening is going to take time. You definitely daven, and as we know, you shouldn't really eat before davening is over. So therefore, you can't eat before Musaf really. You can have te'ima. You can have a whole meal. So therefore, those people are going to say, oh, it's also the fast. Definitely not a question. What I want to do with me now is we're going to learn the kitzer. Now, obviously, when you learn kitzer, you can learn a very superficial. And I'm sure in the past, I'm guilty of the same. You learn the kitzer, I don't really pay much attention to the details. But I want to learn with you the kitzer and see what you come out with lahalacha lamaisa. It's a very, very important question that we're discussing over here. So we come out, which we're also not allowed to fast. If you're not allowed to fast, you have to eat, you have to wash, you have to wash, you have to bench, you have to bench. If you forget Yahal the other, you should have to go back to benching over again. If you're sitting at the table, oh, you forgot Yahal the other, you're benching. That's what we should say. Mm-hmm. Let's learn the kitzer now. Im Amar Ritze, so we have this week. You said Ritze, you didn't say Yahal V'Yavah. Friday night, we have both, Ritze and Yahal V'Yavah. So Ritze, oh, Shabbos. For Shabbos, you definitely have to go back. You didn't say Ritze. You have a mitzvah to eat at Shabbos. You have to eat on Shabbos. Oh, but maybe this week you don't have a mitzvah to eat. But let's see right now. So he says like this. You said Ritze, you didn't say Yahal V'Yavah. But like Niskar, and now you remembered, oh, I started the next Bracha Shachra. Ein Chayzel Roish. You don't have to go back. Why? Because he's talking about Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, Yahal V'Yavah Ritzei. This week is Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. Same idea. Dasha Shabbos Amar. U'bishvil Rosh Chodesh. You never go back at night. If you forget Yahal V'Yavah, not during the day either. If you forget Yahal V'Yavah on Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. even though, yes, we were told you have a mitzvah, you don't Rosh Chodesh, it's not the mitzvah like a yantiv. It's the right thing to do, but you don't have to go back. Hey, mama, yeah, what happened the other way around? You said Yal Biyava and you didn't say Ritzay. Oh, now. So again, you said Yal Biyava, you didn't say Ritzay. So Friday night, you said Yal Biyava, you didn't say Ritzay. He goes back. Now, once he's going back, he must say Yal Biyava too. Now, look at the, like I said to you before, you learn this, it's just superficial, and you just go through it. But look at how the Kitzur says this. But who I did, the same halach applies Chalamay. Chalamay meaning to say that if you get Yal Biyavoy in benching a Chalamay, you don't have to go back. Chalamay, you don't have to eat. It's a nice thing to do it, but there's no chiyuv to eat. And then he says Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Kitzur is stuck in Rosh Hashanah. So again, this is in Sinem and Dal Rosh Chodesh. So if you learn Kitzur, you don't pay much attention because you're not in Hilchus Rosh Hashanah. But in Hilchus of Rosh Chodesh, he says Rosh Hashanah. That means the Kitzur is telling you that Rosh Hashanah, Chol HaMoed, and Rosh Chodesh are all the same. That if you forget Yal Biyava and Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to go back. And the question is, why not? Why do you have to go back? We just said you're not allowed to fast. So, and the Mechaber says, Eichel Mishayshu Smechim. So again, according to the Kitzur, so just to clarify, the Olam should remember this, right? It's not so complicated to remember. Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back if you get Yal Biyavi. Chol HaMoed, you don't go back. Kitzur is adding Rosh Hashanah too, that if from Rosh Hashanah, you didn't say Yal Biyavi, in benching, you don't go back. But let's look at the Mount Ephraim. As the Olam knows, over the last number of years, we've always followed what the Mount Ephraim says. And the Mishnah Berurah also always follows the Mount Ephraim. So he says over here too, the eight. Mount Ephraim is now, he's talking about Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. If a person already said, Baruch Ata Hashem, so now you forgot Yal V'Yavoi, Chayzel Rosh, you have to go back to the beginning of benching. Yesh Aimrim, now he brings a Yesh Aimrim, there are those that say, Shebe Rosh Hashanah, if you forget Yal V'Yavoi, you don't have to go back to the beginning.
Is there a difference in night and day?
Very good. We're going to see from the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Maybe there's a difference. Excellent. Shmuel, let's see what he says. Even make a chilukin. And it's going to be the opposite of what everyone's thinking. Even if you remember before Atayva Meitiv, ain't a chaysim. You don't have to be Baruch Atah Hashem K'may Baruch Chayim. We have a Baruch Atah Hashem Baruch Chayidish that we say it's in your some of the benchers. Kivin Shiei Shoimrim. There are those that say that there's a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Oh, there's a mitzvah to fast. Well, in Shikhas would say, Mishabbos, oh, see, what about it say on Shabbos? So, Yesh Chiluk. So then it would be the same thing then maybe, because it depends. Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, you allowed to fast or not? If you have the mitzvah to fast, so what about Shabbos? But really you can't because it's Shabbos. So he's discussing that. But look what he says further then. How does he pass them? He says, well, Iker Kisvar Arishayna. The Iker is as far as Arishayna. So Arishayna is you have to go back to the beginning. And then he says at the end of Pirchas Hamaz and Harachas. So we have a machlekes now between the Kitzur and the Mount Ephraim. Kitzur says Rosh Hashanah is like Chol HaMoed, it's like Rosh Chodesh. We have the Mount Ephraim that says no, the Iker is like the first Shita. First Shita is you have to go back. Okay, how's the Mishnah Berurah possible? We need to now. That's what's unique about this is you don't find the halachas where you would expect to find it. So as you see here, Kitzur we're finding in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Mount Ephraim is in Rosh Hashanah. Where are we going to find the Mishnah Berurah for this? So to find the Mishnah Berurah for this, you're going to have to go to Hilchos Berchas Hamazon. And once again, you learn these Mishnah Berurahs, when you're learning straight, you don't focus on Rosh Hashanah, you're just learning the halacha. Until you sit down to think about the halacha, so now you say, okay, where does the Mishnah Berurah talk about this? So as I almost see, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah does say. Where is the Mechab? Where does the Mishnah Berurah say this? On the halacha that we know, that look at number 5, the Tavlis, the Shel Yantif, so you didn't mention Yantif in your Birchas Hamaz, and you forgot to say Yal V'Yavoy. So what do you say now? You make that special bracha. After Uvinei, before Atay Bameitiv, Baruch Ata Hashem HaKem HaKelam, Asher Asi Yom Tav Yisrael, Asasim L'Simchas, Yom Chag V'Plani Hazeh, Baruch Ata Hashem, Kana Chosman. You make a new bracha. Imchal Yantif B'Shabbos, now you add in Shabbos too, like this Friday night, you add in a new thing. Okay, what about Rosh Hashanah? So the Mishnah, let's see, number 6. So again, we're in Hilchos Berchas Hamazon now. We have now found a Mishnah Berurah talking about this, not in Rosh Hashanah Halachas, not in Rosh Chodesh, in Hilchos Berchas Hamazon. He tells us what Rosh Hashanah is. So that's why you could show your knowledge in Halacha to people, and they're going to say, oh, what does Mishnah Berurah talk about this? You tell them, not in Rosh Hashanah. It knows it's Birchas Hamazon. So look what he writes. Uber Rosh Hashanah. So first he says like this. A Rosh Hashanah, you don't say Sasim and Simcha. Although you're supposed to be the Simcha, but not Sasim. Gamei Noimrim, Dvar Chamalkeinu. He has different schites. What is the right Nusuch? If you forget the Allah of the Yavoi, you make a special bracha. So I don't really have to spend time on this because you're not going to remember the bracha anyway. I won't remember it. You're going to look at your bencher, and in the bencher it has the Nusuch that you're supposed to say. And just to read it quickly, don't finish like Rosh Chodesh. You could say it's like any other yontif. So how do you end off then? Nothing to do with Yamim Toivim Lama Yisrael. So the right nusach is leaving out the yom to part. Just bracha to Hashem and kashav is gone. Again, we're talking about the bracha that is added if you forget Yahweh Yavah. Im Shacha. This is, again, learning Mishnah Berurah. We're learning one random line over here in Hilchos Berachos Hamazon. What about if you forgot to say this bracha? Rosh Hashanah. The Hizkel HaTayva Meitiv. Now you start HaTayva Meitiv. Oh, Gamkein, what's the halacha now? Do I have to start benching over again? Ask Magen Avraham. No, you don't have to bench over again. It's like Rosh Chodesh. So you see, the Mishnah Berurah is quoting a Magen Avraham, and then he brings El Yeraba Chayluk. So in Hilchos Berachos Hamazon, the Mishnah Berurah himself brings the Machlaikis. He doesn't bring the, obviously not going to bring the Kitzer, and he's not bringing the Mati Ephraim. He brings two other Paiskin. Magen Avraham holds on Rosh Hashanah. It's like Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. And the El Yeraba argues and says, you do go back. So how do we pass it? That's the question. For Rosh Hashanah, someone forgets Yal V'Yavai, you go back and bench again or not? So what we will therefore do is, I don't like to do this generally, but because I wanted to just get to the my insight here, is what we do is, let's see, so what does the Piskei Tshuva say in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah? So he is the one who he'll talk about in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. And that's what we say over here. So Mitanzeh, he writes like this. Mamish, what we said, he writes it up. She'ein l'sayim for Rosh Hashanah. Can't bet because it is common paiskim therefore all that if you forget to say Al Yavoi, you have to go back because you're not allowed to fast. He brings my Magen Avraham and he brings the Shulchan Aruch Harav, then you don't go back. Kibin Shiesham, you have to fast. Oh, so we have Machlaikis here. Same Machlaikis. Now everything is falling into place. And he brings down the Rav Shulchan Aruch. He makes a difference like Shmuley brought out between the night. Oh, at night you're not allowed to eat. It's interesting. Night you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to fast. I'm sorry. Mitzvah eat. Yomtiv. When are you allowed to fast? You're allowed to fast during the day. I'm going into Yom HaDin. I'm not being judged at night. Oh, you're not being judged at night. You have to eat. It's Yom Tov. So the night, it's the opposite of what everyone would think. It's a great trivia question. On a regular Rosh Chodesh, during for davening itself, Yal V'Yavai at night, if you forget, oh, you don't have to go back. During the day, you have to go back. Benching on Rosh Chodesh, you never go back Rosh Chodesh. But Rosh Hashanah comes out like this. If you forget Yal V'Yavai in benching Rosh Hashanah night, Friday night, or you got to bench over again. If you forget the Yal V'Yavai during the day, oh, you're allowed to fast during the day. You're allowed to fast during the day. If you forget Yal V'Yavai, you wouldn't go back. That's what comes out according to the Rav. So there's a difference between the two. Let's turn over the page. That's what he writes. So us kaiser uvein sudah shayayin. And when it comes to the day, you don't go back. Yesha kaisim, those that say, oh, sapik rachas lahako, ain lazi l'roish. You don't say it. I don't know where this comes from. I mean, Nusuf Yal V'Yavai, and say the Yal V'Yavai after benching. I don't know. I don't know why you would do that, but he brings down, I don't know, you know, who's the source of that is. Maybe the Kafah Chaim. I'm not even sure. I don't remember who he quotes it up. But to me, it doesn't. Why would you say Yal V'Yavai after benching? What's the purpose? I don't understand it. Either way, so what is the halacha then? So is that how we're going to pass it? So we have this new halacha now. That it's a great question then. If you forget Yal V'Yavai, so if, according to what we're saying now, at Yantif at night, you're not allowed to fast. It's a Yantif. You're not allowed to fast at night. There's no din. It's not a Yom HaDin. You can fast during the day. And therefore, during the day, you come home and you eat your meal. And oh, no, I forgot Yal V'Yavai. Okay, so you forgot Yal V'Yavai. Comes out at night. So what we're going to do is, and then I will have to, together with me, come up with a psak here, because nobody is clear about this. Is that Ramesha Shtambach. Ramesha Shtambach says like this. Because the way he answered the question was night. So that's great. For me, that's the best. Because during the day, clearly, we see, if you were going to ask me, call me up, say, what do I tell you? I would say like this. From all the Paiskin I see over here, We have a mass like this, Safa Brachas Lakuch. So during the day, you for sure don't go back to say Al Biyam. Some people have a mitzvah bed. At night, I'm stuck. I don't know, because they're telling me that everybody would agree that at night you're not allowed to fast. So then I might have to tell you, you're right. You better be extra careful at night. And if you forget, you listen to someone else's bench. But when I found Ramay Shishtambach, where he was asked a question, and he says a yisoid, now the thing where Ramay Shishtambach's tshuvas are, depending on the volume when you go through it, is he radical, is he not radical, is he saying some yisoid chiddush over here? And that's always when I go through his farm. Now it's a little different. Now he's the Gadol Hadar, and everyone asks him all the questions. But when he wrote the Tshuva's farm, there's always a knetch. There's always a chiddush, especially Moed the Mizman, he wrote earlier on in his life. So there's always going to be something different there. So the Olam will tell me, what do you think? We're going to read it because they asked him this specific question, number 8. Nishalti, the Misha Shachach Alviyolid, Bilel Rosh Hashanah. Our question. I am Magen Avraham. So he brings the Magen Avraham. Now, the Magen Avraham doesn't make a difference night or day. He just says, Shesayim Chalam Paiskim Shemutter, or Mutter, you're allowed to fast. Vachroinim Elu. And then he brings out Shulchan Aruch Harav, Sherak B'yayim Mutter, Avalai Lassim. Oh, Vim Kein Chayzis. So right there, if he would have stopped right there, I said, like I said, as I prepared this year, until I saw Moshe Shemuch, that's what I would have said. Then he comes in with this Chav, Va'anu Chidushanu. I said a chiddush and say from Mayadim is manim. Look at this yisoid. Say this over on Rosh Hashanah. The new chiddush. Shabbat Rosh Hashanah, ain't ikker mitzvah simcha basa yayin. I don't have to be happy with meat or wine. Normally that's ain't simcha basa yayin. Umimela, I have to just be happy. And I'm going to give a discussion on Rosh Hashanah why you have to just be happy. But not wine. It shouldn't come from wine. Umimela, there's no bread. If I don't need basa and wine, I'd have to wash for it. So Zeldavka, why do I wash? Because I have to wash to eat meat and eat wine, bread, meat go together. Ala Barosh Hashanah, Iker, the Iker is not to fast. That's all, you're not allowed to fast. I have to be besimcha. Then Oichel Shar Dvarim, if I eat other things and I'm happy, I'm Yaitza. L'kuli Alma. Oh, even Shem Kiyav Lacha Pastavka, even Balayla. So comes a Moshe Shtambach, he's arguing everyone before him. Which that's to me, like I said to you before, that the Rav doesn't say this, Magen Avraham doesn't say this, the Mishabur doesn't say this, Rav Moshe Shtenberg says this. He says that you have to be happy on Rosh Hashanah and you're not allowed to fast. But if I want to eat candy, you want to eat cake, whatever makes you happy on Rosh Hashanah. So we have a new Yisoid here. Alan's always the opposite. All the other Yom Tovah, meat, that's what makes us happy. And comes Rav Moshe Shtenberg and says, Rosh Hashanah is a new Simcha. There's nothing to do with, don't be happy with meat and wine. Be happy with whatever makes you happy. Whatever makes me happy. And what would be the push at the reason why? I'm being judged for a new year. I'm excited. I'm going to have to give you a whole reason to explain. He doesn't say why. But at some point over Rosh Hashanah, maybe that will be introduction to this, to either the first night. I don't know yet. I have to organize today when I'm going to say what. But we have a new din here. Rosh Hashanah is, you have to walk around the simcha. You have to walk around. However, whatever's going to get you to simcha, that's how you're going to live your life on Rosh Hashanah. Just be happy. So, if you're happy, you don't need bread. Halacha l'maisa, I don't even know what to tell you. L'halacha, but I will tell you like this. This is what I thought anyway. The Rav makes a chilul between night and day. But the Magen Avraham definitely doesn't. And the Mishabura is quoting doesn't either. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch also doesn't make a difference night or day. I'll simplify it all for you with Ramay Shishtambach and the other Paiskim besides the Rav, whether it's at night or whether it's the day, and you forget to say Al Viyavai, and usually the women forget to say Al Viyavai, whoever's forgetting to say Al Viyavai and benching, you do not have to that bench over again because, now we have the Shiloh, and that's a much more complex question. What about a Shabbos this year? Now that it's Shabbos, so now if you forget Ritzay, then Enichanami, because Shabbos, you can't forget Ritzay. The Shabbos is a din. So in the din in Shabbos, okay, we have to have Einik Shabbos. Einik Shabbos is going to require us to, which is again, it's a really complex question. Then, because if you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, you can fast on Rosh Hashanah that Shabbos too. So if you can fast on Rosh Hashanah that Shabbos, if I forget what to say, why do I have to go back? I didn't have to eat in the first place. I could fast, or maybe not. You have to look at the Shabbos halacha separate than the Rosh Hashanah halacha over here. the Ritze, and that seems to be what the Mati Ephraim was trying to say before. Regarding Shabbos, if you get Ritze, and that's what he said. Because winter, and even the Kitzer said that too. Because the Kitzer is bringing in Rosh Hashanah over there for the Shabbos. He's telling you, you have to go back for the Ritze. But the Rosh Hashanah, you don't. So it seems that the Paiskim are focusing on Shabbos, not allowed to fast. Rosh Hashanah, you are allowed to fast. Shabbos, if you get Ritze, you have to bench over again. So be careful with the Ritze this Friday night. Because if you get to, even I'm allowed to fast. No. But Rosh Hashanah, when they, the Rosh Hashanah, we're going to focus on the Rosh Hashanah part itself. Rosh Hashanah part, you are allowed to fast. Oh, you're allowed to fast. You don't have to go back. So for the Aliyavai, you do not have to go back. Okay, let us now go to the Mate Ephraim. Let's go through this quickly over here. I always had, there's so many things that we could do better when it comes to my Machrayna. My watch, what goes on, I'll show this. I see. Go to people's meals, and I want, let's, could we please learn the Mati Ephraim inside over here? You'll see why I want to talk about this. Look what he writes. After Achila, he's talking about Rosh Hashanah. When you eat, so you, the Anshei Ma'aseh would learn Mishnayos Rosh Hashanah. So take out your Mishnayos Rosh Hashanah at your table. Shehem, Shehem, Arba Prakim, the four Prakim in Rosh Hashanah, and that's Keneged Hashem. The whole Rosh Hashanah is about Malchus Hashem. So four Prakim are Yudkei Vavkei, learn Mishnayos. A little Mishnayos. V'achakach, after you learn, so again, this is what your order is going to be this Friday night. You're eating, you're going to learn some Mishnayos, and then you're going to do Mayim Achrayim. Look what he writes now. Af mi shein anoyi k'chol shon. Even if you don't care for Mayim Achrayim the whole year, at least this week you should be careful with Mayim Achrayim. And most of us do something for Mayim Achrayim, but we don't really do it the right way. U'mivarak birchas ha-mazon. He writes, he say, al v'yavoy. As we said, Simon, he tells you how to do it. We already discussed this already before. He also writes this a second time. I remember learning the Mate Ephraim, so I knew that he's so focused on this Mayim Achrayim. I have to see why. Look at the next one on the sheet by Erevin Kippur. Yeah, Yisuda Mafsekes. He wrote Tafresh Ches. If you want to continue to eat after benching, even though it's Yom Kippur begins with a tais, you add on to it, you can still eat. Say clearly, Rabbi. You must say clearly. Yesh Leim Peh on Erev Yom Kippur. You're eating your meal. You benched. You must say that I am not. I'm still going to eat. Ubedai Telachol. Say it with your mouth, not just to think it. Even though I'm benching, I still want to eat till I get to shul. Kimoshe is barasam. Va'achar kach. Make sure you say Shir Malis. Don't say Al Naris Bavul. The Noiplin Lo Yadayim Ayim Achroinim. Afal Pishay and Israel. You're not careful the whole year. So it seems that people were not careful either in the days of Mati Ephraim. They weren't careful. Mayim Achrayim. He tells you during Rosh Hashanah, you better be careful. Erev Yom Kippur, you should be careful. And then he goes into the, look, I just want to read you because you're not going to have a chance to come back to this Mati Ephraim. So you're going to, you are going to wash Mayim Achrayim. It's an extra Nikiya Satahara, extra purity. And once again, you should make it tonight. I'm not doing this all the time. I don't know why not. You're supposed to wear Mayim Achrayim. So you're telling yourself, I'm making it tonight. I'm just doing this because it's Tuzah Samav Sekis. And then he writes, bench, b'chol shum bal chai, whoever is a bal b'chid, I'm sorry, whoever can cry, you should be crying when you're benching. When you say rachinu, b'yim yushalayim. So Erev Yom Kippur, if you can remember this Mat Ephraim, try to cry. Rachinu, b'yim yushalayim, arachamam, v'yitein, liboy, and we should realize, kim asena rabim, avar katzer, kol akayetz, v'nach l'shalayim, we're still in Golis. And now the best time to daven on the Geula. And the Azmanas Parnasenu, you want Parnasa? You know the best time to daven for it is when you're benching Suda Mafsekis. The Rebbe Chavarab Chaim Shalchatoy, a maskil yavin. Someone who's a maskil, Echkabu Chazal Birchas Amazin. In Birchas Amazin, you have a Tvila Kitzara. You have everything in Birchas Amazin, all tied to the world. Everything is in Birchas Amazin. Guf, Nefesh. And then he does write, Vinagu Ship. If you have three people there, even if you don't normally use a cup, ben, you're trying to do benching the best way you can do. Al Bayis, Mvarach, Al Hakais, Achabirchas Amazin, drink Revius, and then make a bracha. So we have a new, if you're sitting with three people, even though we never use a kais with three people, kais, Mayim Achrayim, cry, Tavin, the Tefillah, this man is the Zman, the best man for your Parnasa, your help, it's all in the benching. And that's why we have our cards for benching. Make sure Erev, Yom Kippur, Suda Mafsekes, that benching should be different than all your benchings the rest of the year. Let us, being that Mati Ephraim is telling us No, even if we're not careful the whole year of Mayim Achrayim, what does that mean? I never understood what that meant. You have to wash Mayim Achrayim. So is he telling you that you have to make sure you do it the right way? The rest of the year, no one does it the right way. They just do it. You see people, they take a little, put it on the end of their fingers. Some people don't do it at all. So what's the right way? Let's go through this really, really quickly. So at least we can do it the right way, Rosh Hashanah itself, and then throughout the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Mayim Achrayim, you can't do it on the, let's see, number 9, Mayim Achrayim, I'll go to Karka, I'll go to Kli, Nei Ruach Ra. Shishayla, don't do it on the ground. Do it into a cup. The main like kli, you put it on the etum and no one walks there. The water has a ruach ra. It has a tuma on his hand, so you should make sure that no one's going to be walking on that. You see people sitting at a shal shuds and people doing it under the table. So the obvious answer they're going to tell me is no one's walking under the table. Is that the place you should do it? No. Why would you want the water on the floor and put it under the table? And first of all, they're not using a lot of water anyway, so they're not doing it the right way anyway. So let's go further over. Number Sif Gimel, a night limit. You should not use hot water. No one's doing that anyway, so we'll skip that. Where do you wash to? Says the Mechaber. Ein tzarich litol ela ad perek sheni. You need perek sheni. All right, what's perek sheni? What is called perek sheni? The two options for perek sheni, by the way, could either be the knuckles over here, so you up until your palm, or it could actually be till your wrist. That could be perek sheni. This is all perek rishon. This is perek sheni. Or maybe not. This is perek rishon. This is perek sheni. So let's see over here, Mishnah Berurah number 10. Why do we wash Mayim Achrayim? Our hands are dirty. We touch the food, especially now some of the finger foods. And we know, be some kidai, how you benching with dirty hands. So that would be one reason. We all know the other reason of the Melech Tzayim. Let's go to the next sheet. And therefore he says, even if you're listening to someone bench, and even if your hands are not dirty, because you didn't eat with your hands, you were classy, Kam kim chiyuv, you have to do netilas achrayim. Oh, melech tzaimus. We don't have melech tzaimus anymore. See, right. So the yesh lach l'shem of this. Maybe there is melech tzaimus. So clearly we see, if you eat with your hands, you're eating finger foods, or you even eat bread. I don't know, who doesn't eat bread with their hands? Eating, so that maybe your hands are a little dirty. So what's nikias? You should wash your hands. You have no right to go bench. You don't have a right to bend. You wash my hand. You want to tell me you didn't eat with your hands? Maybe you wore gloves. So then you need to do it because of Melech Tzaimus. Says, let's go see now number 11. You don't have a lot of water. Look at what the Mishnah Berurah says. Olamai doesn't even pay attention to these words here when it comes to the right way how to do it. Vim yesh lemayim, so you don't have a lot of water. Use less water for mayim rishonim, whatever the smaller amount is, and then make sure to use it for mayim achrayim. Even though he writes, apilu mishin is a tamid mayim achrayim, it isn't Melech Tzaimus. It's not as much of a chiyuv in Mayim Rishayim. Yeshayim. Let's go to the Yesh. I put it in bold. The Metchila, look what he writes here. Unbelievable halacha. You're not allowed to eat unless you know you have Mayim Achrayim. If I don't have Mayim Achrayim, I'll eat. Umikamakam and chiyuv all of Yesh Mayim Rishayim. It's not worse than Mayim Rishayim, but I have to go walk to get the water. So for those of us that are sitting at a table and we're lazy to get up, Mishnah Berurah says, well, you have to get up, go walk to get water. And you know how far you have to go get water? You have to walk 18 minutes out of the way, wash Mayim Achrayim. So you can't just sit there and say, oh, I'm too lazy to get up. He's telling you right over here. Then he says, if you don't have the water, you can still eat. But really, you have to stand up. And then he writes, there's always this kshashamai mouth times. Let's go to number 12, Ruach Ra. So it's the Ruach Ra, there's always a problem. People walking on it, you can put it on the carcass, like I told you, put it under the table. Even though you remove the table, especially when we move the tables over here, it will dry up in between. Is that the best place to put it? No, I don't know why you have to do it in the water. You can put it in another cup. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah then goes on to say, if there's stones, once again, it gets absorbed. It gets absorbed. I'm not walking over the water. Okay, let's see over here. There is the always question me and bother me is, so we take the Mayim Achrayim, we'll see how much the Mishnah Berurah says, what's Perek Sheni? But we wash the Mayim Achrayim and we put it in a cup. You have to cover the cup. Where did that come from? Covering the cup or removing the cup from the table. So it's Ruach Ra. So who said you can let him make a bracha with Ruach Ra? Who says, why can't we? People that are washing with the Tiyos Adam in the morning by their beds, you can make a bracha. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah, the Sha'aretz Chaim talks about, the main thing is just that you shouldn't walk over the water. Nothing to do. We didn't see anywhere over here about covering the water. So that's why We're going to look in number 16 in a minute, but I just want to learn Parak Sheni, number 15, because that's the Ikra Halach here. What's Parak Sheni? I told you before, what's Parak Sheni? I am Bira Agra, the Mokka Chmine, it's Tali and Amachlaikis in Nitios Yidayim. The Ladas, they are Rishayna Shom. Yadim and Nitios Mayim Achrayim. What does that mean? Whatever Mayim Rishayim is, that's Mayim Achrayim. And where is that? In Pisas Yad, with your palm. So for Mayim Achrayim, according to the Gra, you have to wash all the way up to your wrist, just like you wash for Mayim Rishayim. As we saw, Mayim Achrayim in some ways is more chamer. The Tavlin a Kain, and therefore the right minig is l'chatchila to do that, if you have enough water. So according to the Bir Halacha, this is the Bir Halacha, quoting the Gra, Parak Sheni would be this, according to some. The Gra says it's till the wrist. So for sure, you're washing till here. So those that are just putting it on the tips of the finger, where did that come from? See, Arizal, but he didn't even mean that. He didn't mean that either. But clearly, Halacha says, till here. You're washing hands up until here. The Mishnah Berurah is telling you, if you have enough water, what's the big deal? Go to the sink, wash your hands until your wrist. That's Mayim Achrayim. That's what the Matei Ephraim is saying. We don't do this the whole year. You don't do it all year. At least during this meal, Rosh Hashanah, go to your sink, because if you're going to have those little Mayim Achrayim, you're not doing this. And wash your hands the right way. So let us go to now number seven, number 16, and then we'll see what the Piskei Tshuva brings regarding the hand. But he writes, why do you have to remove the water? I said to you before, there's no such halacha. It's better to remove it before Birchas Hamazon. Why? Like Shmuley said, that's ruach ra. Although there's no, it's not halacha. Just because I have ruach ra on my table, I can make a bracha. We don't find anywhere else. And then he writes. Then he writes, look what he writes over here. Then, Shekamaike, people go ahead. They take the water and then they put it on their mouth. What are you doing? That's Ruach Ra. So they do Mayim Achrayim, and then they want to clean off any crumbs. You're taking the water and putting it on your mouth. So he says, that's for sure you should not do. And then he writes over here,
why don't we have a thing that we should wash
them
out too? If it's not respectful to daven with.
Why do they do it?
No, it should be sure
do it.
Should be, because it's not your mouth is dirty if it's a bizarre intervention.
So wash your mouth first and then wash my mouth. Okay, he brings down that the Gedolei Yisrael, he says he saw them doing this. He said they have to answer up why the Gedolei Yisrael do this. He said that maybe the water that's left on our hands is not Ruach Ra, it's only the water that comes off our hands. All right, but then we're trying to answer up if it's Ruach Ra on the water and you're not using a lot of water anyway. So then, okay. So if you want to wash your face, wash your mouth before you wash my mouth right now. And then he writes over here, why do you have to remove it? Why do you have to remove the water from the table? So look at the bottom here, number 17. Who's he quoting? He's quoting the Kaf HaChaim HaChaim Pelagi. And he writes what I told you. It's not Me'ikar Adin. Everybody makes a big deal about there's no, it's not Me'ikar Adin. Kibidina like Issa. You can say Dvar Meshav Kedusha. Negin Nitiyos. Like I said to you, by Mayim, in the morning, if you wash by your bed, Mayim Achrayim, Chayim. And see, I found many Gedal Yisrael. There were many. What do you have to remove from the table for? The Minig of the Rabbin is Lahachdin to do that. But it's not Halacha. It's not like we always do the opposite in our minds. We're so confused about what's Halacha and what we're not. The Mayim Achrayim, the right way to do it, no one does it the right way. To remove the water from the table, oh, we're all mocked with it. And then we cover it, which doesn't even make sense. You're covering the water, but as he mentions over here, which is an interesting point, you shouldn't have dirty cups on your table anyway. Our table is a Makom Kadosh. So whenever you have a bottle, you have an empty bottle, what is the Allah? We learned this a number of years ago. You remove empty bottles from the table. Your table is a Makom Kadosh. We don't just leave it dirty. So hey, you have a cup with dirty water. Mayim Achrayim. Anyway, you should remove it from the table because the table is a Makom Kadosh. And that's what he writes over. If you look at the last line, number 17, anyway, should remove the water. Why? Because the table's holy. And as he mentions, I didn't realize, he says himself, you should take away empty. Anything empty, you should not leave on your table. So you're removing the water, not because you're not allowed to make a bro, you can't bench with the Mayim Achrayim. You're removing it because what's it doing on your table? Your table should be is a Makom Kadosh. Anything which is unnecessary, or here it's water, then he brings Aaron Reb Chaim, the stipler. The stipler was Nayag to cover a Be'ezah Ma'apa. He just covered it over. Came in and grabbed him. What's the purpose of that? Good question. I want you to cover and get over for. It doesn't help, according to what he's saying. But what he writes is, he says further, covering it means you totally cover it. It's not like you just put a plate on top of the cup, because according to the reason I was saying that, what does that help? What's it doing on your table? So when he's saying that the stipler covered it, he because look what he writes. How do I know that's what he means? Because when he finishes, he says, Achmashanagu, Shleisen Kli. When people take a Kli, in Kli Kibel, right, they have these new Mayim Achrayims now that the water goes inside. And when you still go, Mayim is Kansel Sham, so the water is gathered inside the base. And then you take the cup and put it on top. Or you take a plate and put it, that's the other option, you cover the cup. What does that help? And then he also writes, Kol Kli Megul, it's Archirim Yael. Kialpia Omer, the Kli itself doesn't, it's a Mayim Achrayim Kli. This is the keli used to wash your hands. So what's it doing on your table? So he is of the opinion you should remove these mayim achrayim. That's because now they created these mayim achrayim so the water goes under, and you're going to put the cup on top, and it's covered. It's not the problem that it's covered. What's this keli doing on your table? Your table is, you know, we don't keep washing cups on our table. That's not what we do at our table. The washing cups stay inside. You keep it in the kitchen. Here, we're leaving a washing cup on the table. That's what his problem is with this. So what are all these new Mayim Achrayim sets helping when it's, I don't care if they're silver or not. Does anybody keep their washing cup, that silver, on your dining room table? If someone walked in and would see this cup there, they say, this is disrespectful. So why is the Mayim Achrayim staying on your table? So he's right in that sense. You should be removing, even the Mayim Achrayim sets don't help you then. Remove it from the table. You don't keep your washing. So again, is it halacha? No. Is it the right thing to do? Because your table's cut, the right thing to do. Should we remove all the mayim achrayim that we poured? We should remove all of them from the table. Because what's it doing on your table when we're trying to edge on the table? Anyway, the one region number 18, the piskachu, so how do you, what, just to see how he ends off, how much of your hand you should wash. And he asked the question, I say, how can we see all these people touching the, they put the water at the tips of your hand? So let's finish up here with number 18. We don't have Malach Stimus. You should make sure, pour the water on your hands, but pour the water. Like I said to you before, it's not enough just to get your hands wet. Until your calf, until your palm. So the right way to do it would be water up until your palm. And again, according to the Chafetz, then he writes, also your thumb. Don't just do these four fingers, your thumb too. And the Gra, we saw, the Gra says even more than that. Lachbit Yushir Revius. You need a Revius, not only a Revius, it has to go all the way up to your wrist. So that part he doesn't bring down, but that's what the Gra says. Then he says, oh, but we find the Chida, less water. Shanach Alamai Peshir Mayim, Belalito Beshat. Not Shefa, but this is the mistake of the world. He ain't lost us to chitayim. You don't want a lot of water if this is ruach ra. We don't want a lot of water if we're dealing with ruach ra. B'chol avayis darish Hashem. Achal kapanim. Look what he writes, and this is the line of the day. L'kulay alma. Ein a yaitzig yidei chayva ela b'shir mayim. There has to be enough water. She yesh b'em kidei shvicha. V'loy b'lech l'chmayim ba'alma. Not just enough to touch the water. You need, even though don't add water, you need enough water still that's going to be from your knuckles to your end of your hand. So it's not enough just to go, you know, you see people going like this, just touching the water, or just on the end. You need to not, don't use a lot of water, but you need a shear. You need both. Yeah, also, one hand is not enough. What does everybody do? They do one hand, and then they take it on their other hand, and they wipe it. He says it doesn't make any sense. And bring it to the other hand. Like people do. That doesn't make any sense at all. And then he brings also the Ben Ishchai, if you look at number 19, everyone agrees to this. If you're taking one hand and you're getting your second hand wet, so it's like your table rush is by some mayim, zero. What are you doing? You're not doing anything at all. If we're going to be trying to be Mekayim, the Mate Ephraim, the right way how to do it is, if you want to go above and beyond, do it to your wrist. So go to the sink. Don't do it at your table. You can't do this at your table. You get up, you go to your sink, and you're going to wash with a revius mayim. You don't need a cup, you need a revius mayim, making sure to your wrist. And for those that we don't want to do that, at least you have to do it till your knuckles. How are you going to do it there? It becomes very hard because the mayim achrayim all have so little water. It's almost impossible then. It doesn't make any sense.
When we grew up, the mayim achrayim were like
I didn't say anything is big, but I'm saying those.
Right, it was nothing.
I washed your button washing and then just did it to the thing.
I know, so you get so maybe that's what I said the rest of the year. So for the that's what he that's what now we understand. The market front says, even if you're not careful the rest of you do a little bit, maybe the mouth's it's dirty or tipsy hands are dirty. But at least the right way for now, for Rosh Hashanah, for the Aser Simei Tshuva, for Erev Kippur is to do it the way that the Mechaber says, yeah, though, you're right. It's always like you brought up the Nisur, they just did the tips of your hand because they didn't want to go ahead and make the Ruach Ra. Balach Lamaisa. At least this week, let's do it the right way. And maybe that's Shadon Atei Prime, because I never understood what he means you should do it. Halacha says you should do it. But he means you don't, you're not careful all you have to do it this way. Everyone just does a little bit for whatever reasons they're doing it. Maybe their tips and their hands are dirty. But Halacha, that's the right way to do it. And then the Ikra, of course, is the bench. The right way, we'll come back to that at the front. Shkaya.